No, I have been on the board of my synagogue, but I've been off that board now for several years. Initially, I've been more somewhat active in the sense I'd also been on the Jewish Community Relations Committee, which is sponsored by the Federation. I served a term on that Community Relations Committee, and then shortly after I came to Pittsburgh, I was on the committee which one of the subcommittees of the committee which allocates funds amongst the recipients of their fund drive. But recently, I haven't been really very active in recent years.
Gail, can you think of anything else you would like to add? Do you have anything that you would like to tell us or that we have not covered?
Oh, I'm just trying to think of what I say.
Possibly more to the things that you've done, or the feelings that you have about Pittsburgh and being involved in the Pittsburgh community, both the religious community and the educational community?
Well, I think as I told you...
For Pittsburgh in general.
Well, if you're thinking of, let's say we'll start with the Jewish community, I think I told you that I found breaking into the Jewish community structure.
We had discussed that before.
I found that somewhat difficult.
What about today?
Now, I have a hunch that's breaking down as more people coming in and as younger people are coming up within these various organizations. I feel what I call this hardcore of the Jewish community, which was basically located in Squirrel Hill, I think that's disintegrating, and I therefore think that people who are new to the community, that others can break into positions of responsibility.
Do you ever get involved with the cultural activities of Pittsburgh? Do you go to the symphony or the concert?
Yes, I...
How do you feel the cultural aspect of Pittsburgh?
Oh, I think it's made remarkable advances, remarkable. And I know just having seen that the opera was about 10 days ago, which was very good evidence. I said they're really very close to becoming a major opera company. I've always said we should support it, and I feel whether I can use both of the tickets that I should contribute to it in that way. I think opera-wise, ballet, I'm not, because I don't have that much of a critical ear on symphony, and I had to cut out something. I just go to symphony on some intermittently or occasionally, but you take dramatics, whether it's Pittsburgh Public Theater, the Pittsburgh Playhouse. I think that culturally, Pittsburgh is forging very much ahead. And I've been very much impressed with it. And then, of course, when you figure the number of institutions of higher learning we have here, that there's much to be said for the cultural content of Pittsburgh.
What type of things do you do to relax?
Well, there I'm somewhat guilty. If you had asked my intern...
Are you involved in sports? Do you go to sports?
That's one of the weaknesses, I guess, in my background. But I never did become much of a sports fan. I feel very, I don't think it's a fan, but I think actually being a participant is important. So here I am depending upon my exercise or whatever it is for my exercise and for walking. And I would say that's one thing I do regret, that I didn't become involved as a participant. Being a fan, that's one thing, but as a participant, I very much regret the fact.
So you do a lot of walking?
Yeah, walking.
Do you walk to and from the university?
Oh, yes. I think I'd be ashamed to, unless it's raining or I have to take a lot of books or something. Oh, yeah, that's that show it, but I do try to do a great deal. Travel, I don't know to what extent I'd like to keep it up. I've had quite a bit of travel. Not that one can, you know, just be smug about how much travel, but I've done a lot of traveling, so it doesn't quite have the novelty that it might have. Well, I think I might want to go back to India, just to see it, again. By the way, did you see the picture passage to India?
No, but I'm going to.
I heard it's wonderful.
It's remarkable.
Good.
I know I had a great emotional impact when I saw it, because I was just on the verge of tears, because it shot some scenes, and for example, the Kashmir. My wife and I had been in Kashmir early in our stay in India, and it was one of the most delightful times in our lives, because the beauty of Kashmir and whatnot, and because it had such a personal touch for me, and I remembered it so well. But that's but the picture itself,
yeah.
The whole plot. I urge you to attend it. So
are you in the process of writing any books?
Well, I've been urged to write some memoirs, and I know today I'm having luncheon with my former dean, who's an adjunct professor at Carnegie Mellon, and I'm sure he's going to be asking me about writing a monograph on a series of monographs he's preparing on improving governmental administration in the States. But I've thought, and many people but several of my colleagues have said that because I have this unusual mix of background, finance, law, and whatnot, that it might be very interesting to put my reactions and my experiences.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think we have come to the end.
Okay, fine.
Unless you have something that you would like to contribute that we have not covered.
This has really been special.
I'm trying to think whether we haven't covered everything.
Well, we followed our guideline that the council usually uses, and we used your
who's
in America.
Yeah.
We used that to
write.
Right. The articles about
what we would like from you, as I had mentioned to you, is a picture.
Well, I'll have to. I've been looking through, but you see, I have picture myself in the military, but I was somebody you don't want to be.
No, well, we wouldn't mind something
in uniform and whatnot.
Well, we wouldn't mind something as a young boy, and something certainly now.
Right.
You know.
We'll have a picture.
We'll take a couple pictures.
All right.
Any
article
or anything of interest that you think would be nice for the archives to have.
Okay, fine. Okay, well, let me do that. There may be some documents. I'm trying to clean up my study, but the progress
would that would
nice.
Be
very
wonderful.
Slow.
Yes.
There might be some documents.
They would appreciate
for example,
that.
A letter that I found extremely interesting. I'm still trying to find the original of it. Was when I was on the when I was director of finance, I was automatically a member of the State Teachers College Board, and of course with Governor Stevenson. Going out of office, you know, and he ran for the presidency, of course, and he couldn't run for re-election as governor of the state, which was tragic, because many of the improvements, you talk about improvements, that you might have mentioned, sometimes it's not only affecting an improvement, but how do you keep the darn thing in, you see?
Mm-hmm.
And now, I put in a lot of improvements when I was director of finance in Illinois, then Governor Stevenson, unfortunately, being defeated, and he was then succeeded by a political hack. He ultimately was up on an income tax charge, and he just got away with it by a thread. But what reminded me that I, as being on the State Teachers College Board, I got to know the presidents. These were the very at that time they were colleges. State colleges, but they did what Pennsylvania has done. They made them all universities, which is, I think, is outrageous. I mean, but in any case, you converted these institutions, which were basically schools for preparing teachers. And but the leading one was Illinois State Normal University, which now is, I think, now what do they call it, Illinois State. But I got to know the president that. And believe it or not, even as direct finance, I challenged some of the things he did when he wanted to, for example, buy a bus to transport the band or whatnot to various games. I said I thought there was greater use for the money than to transporting, particularly when we're short of money, than transporting these people. And instead of becoming outraged, he became quite an admirer of mine. And when I was ready to leave office, because, you know, after the government being defeated, all members of cabinet, just like the president, you send in your resignation, he wrote me a letter telling how much he admired and respected me and what I contributed. And it was one of the most gratifying experiences.
I'd love to have a copy of that.
And I have my picture there, but how could he copy it? Governor Stevenson's autograph, Governor, is and when she says, what is it, to Joe Poy, God bless him, or something.
You tried to copy some photos at one time. Did it work?
Did it work?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
It worked.
Just put it on the copy machine. It certainly doesn't
have
the quality.
No.
Absolutely.
But it,
sure.
Okay. Well,
we would like to have things like that.
Well, okay. I'll look for in my memory of Bilya, so to speak, and see what might be of interest.
Because this, you know, is ending up right in, well, it's going to almost immediately the Hillman Archives.
Now, what else do you do? Somebody asked me, I was telling them about it. What do you do then? Issue a list of people? You extend your list? You showed me a book number two, which had listed people. And what do? Just add now to the names of people?
Well, they don't know for sure whether they're going to publish another book or
not.
Oh,
I see. Right. Well, now, how do people know that you're...
Well, this usually comes from word of mouth. They don't really know. It's usually from recommendations by members of council or through the universities or things that they have read about people and they feel have contributed primarily not only to the United States but especially to Pittsburgh and who live in the Pittsburgh community.
Right.
And this is the basis of how they choose whom they're going to interview.
I see.
And everything is going to be microfilmed and put.
How many people do you have on that list? You must have quite a.
On how many people have been respondents?
Yeah. I was just curious. You must have a very lengthy list there.
Yeah.
Well,
there are about 25, 30 active interviewers right now.
Right, and they change from time to time.
Right.
And would you go up to several hundred people who've been interviewed?
Oh, definitely.
Oh, I'm sure.
Oh, more than that. Yes.
Is that so?
Uh-huh.
Not
over
many are as long as this one has been.
Really?
There are a lot of people who interview one person in one session. We have been very lucky.
Well, as I think I told you and I told some other people, I said, well, it's a cheap method of psychoanalysis. I asked somebody, what do you pay
really
now for psychoanalysis?
$60
an hour. I said, well, okay, I'll capitalize.
It's been very enlightening.
Right.
Yes, it really has been enlightening. And I'm sure that the future scholars and people who look at this will find it enlightening.
But I'll look and see. I happen to run across this. I was looking over some...
Well, we'd appreciate anything
and
like
I'll,
that.
All right, suppose I do that. I'll look at photographs and let's see. And if you want to take several photos, if you want to take several...
That would be fine.
I'll take one, my photograph when I was in the Coast Guard. And
right.
Like
I think that would be wonderful.
Yeah.
That would be wonderful.
Really
could you have a long life? Yeah. Why not?
That's right.
So I'll do that.
Okay.
Well, you people have been there. Very inquiring, and I've given you my reactions.
It's been wonderful. We really appreciate it.
Very
as far as we know, we are finished.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, when the heads of the
now,
World
does somebody
review
this?
Oh,
they review it. Yes.
I see it. Then.
And if they feel there's something that they would like to get some more information about, we will be in touch with you and come back.
Right. There were some things I know we never covered. I was on the. Excuse me. I was. On the State Department, I don't know, Advisory Committee on International Organizations. It doesn't show up. I think that just shows Consultant Department of State.